Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Girls. Happy Tuesday. What's going on, Jen?
Yeah. Not much here. Happy to be back another Tuesday and loving this weather. It's been like 60-something degrees the last couple of days. How about for you?
Beautiful. The car actually read 70 degrees today, so I threw off my jacket.
Wow.
Walked around during lunchtime. Even afterwards, I'm like strolling to my car. Like, this is just fabulous. Oh, my gosh. Yay.
Love it.
Hopefully, though, stays like this, though, and this isn't just a teaser, and then we get a little bit of that winter weather again or fall weather. And
it's so
crazy. I don't want any of that.
It is supposed to be spring. Exactly,
Yeah, I know there's some rain coming, but as long as it's still nice and warm and rainy, I don't care. But no cold weather. I'm ready
No
more snow, no more coats. I need to be free, lightweight, you know.
Oh, I hear you.
Take it. Definitely. So how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was warm this weekend, so I definitely enjoyed it. I went out there, did some barbecues, did some, you know, went to the park, did a couple of things. It was kind of cool. Just enjoying the weather.
Awesome.
How was yours?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I will say, though, it was a little bit breezy, even though it was nice and sunny. The wind a little bit was just a bit much, just a little bit, just a tad bit.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was okay. But things are great. The week is great so far. It's only Tuesday. We've got a couple more days to go. And I am on vacation for a week after that. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for my wedding and everything. Congrats to my sister, Milan. She's getting married on the 25th.
Aww.
Exciting. And I will be in the wedding as a bridesmaid. So, you know, what they say, never bride,
always
a bridesmaid. My time will come. I'm not even worried about it. Like, not at all.
Right. Just don't think about it.
Like, seriously.
It happens when it happens.
So much headache to plan a wedding, too. Ooh, I feel for these people. Like, seriously, it's too much money. It's like too much of a headache trying to decide what color flowers are we going to get? What colors are they going to be? Like, oh, my gosh, it's like too much to even fathom right now. I don't want to think about it. But
I think that's kind of fun, though.
It can be fun, but I see it becoming stressful. And then if your parents are, like, saying one thing and you're like, no, this is my wedding, not yours. We're not playing that song. I want to do this song. You know, now that can be a little tricky.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but so far so good. So what else is going on? What's happening?
Well, it's Coachella. They're having the whole Coachella concert thing right now. And it's like all these stars like out there. The crazy thing about Coachella is that Coachella used to be just like put in the artists, you know, like MIA back in the days and, you know, people like that. And now it's just, like, so mainstream. And it kills me how things that are, like, that were, like, low-key but, like, kind of hot and everything, it's just become so mainstream these days. And you have, like, big-time rappers and they list artists there and everything.
Wow,
that
really?
So that's where most of the superstars are. The artist, but there's one event that and so Drake was there, and so was Madonna. Drake was performing on stage, and Madonna comes out. I don't know if you heard about this. Oh yeah, we spoke about it actually.
Yeah.
And Madonna comes out.
That's how I found out.
Yeah. She comes out, and he's sitting on chairs. So it looked like she's about to, like, you know, give him a lap dance or something. And she actually just pulls his head back and starts kissing him. And first he looks like he's with it, and then, did you see the video? So he looks like he's with it, and then next thing you know, like, Sorry. And when she's done, he like pulls his head down like he's about to throw up, and he's just
oh my God, disgusted.
And I'm like, ah, so embarrassing.
What her breath
like, happened there?
She was performing and all this stuff, so maybe she was like, oh yeah, maybe her breath was funky. That's what I'm thinking.
You know
like.
What I think it was? Because I was reading some things on it that like in rave parties, when another person kisses you, they put like pills in your mouth, like a pill in your mouth. So they're saying that
he probably
put a pill in his mouth and he didn't like the taste of it. He doesn't pop pills, so you know it wasn't something he was into.
Oh,
and he, like,
my God.
Yeah. So that makes more sense. Of course,
wait,
he's not going to
admit
that.
I didn't even know that happened. So that's something for me. That's new. Oh, wow. I never knew that. I would have been totally clueless. And so just now.
Well, we'll speak off. offline. I'll give you some more information on what happened here. There's a lot of crazy stuff.
I will not be going to a rave. Actually, once I was invited to a rave, but yeah, I didn't go. So.
No, I used to go when I was, like, a teenager.
When
in, like, high school,
like
I used to go to raves.
Yeah,
so
years
ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I never pop pills, though. Hold up. I don't do drugs.
I'm
going to
clear
that
up on the air right now.
No, if I did, I would admit it because, you know, if I did, I own it. But, no, it's like I've always felt I never really drank too much. I never did drugs because I always felt like I had my own natural high, you know, like I get excited and I get a little crazy on my own. So I imagine.
I know.
So
I think that I'm on drugs right now because they think that I'm a little bit too extra. No, really. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is just me. Like. Yeah, they think I need to calm down. I'm like, I'm not seeing they take drugs in order to be calm. So that would just be even worse for me. Putting on medication to calm me down, that's ridiculous. So, no, I won't do that.
I saw
the Fast and Furious. Did you see Fast and Furious? Yeah.
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
I loved it. Absolutely freaking loved it. Definitely. Great movie.
Yeah.
Go out and see it.
Definitely.
Although I thought Tyrese was acting a little dumb blondish in the movie, just a little bit. Like, they made him to be like, I don't know. It was he was cute, yeah, but. Like,
yeah,
okay.
I think it was such a great movie because the storyline was great. It was full of action, which I absolutely love. I was, like, at the edge of my seat. It was just, like, really, really good. And then it was so sad at the end because we all know Paul Walker passed away. And it's, like,
yeah.
I have to say I shed a tear. It was so sensitive.
Okay, I did, too.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. And you saw the part. You probably wouldn't recognize it, but when they were in the, oh, you know what, let me not talk too much. I'm going to let it go.
Tell me after. Yeah, now I'm like, what was that part you're talking about? We are all alone today. With that.
You know. Go.
That's funny. No, I'm just saying, like, how I was the only one in the movie, like, hollering over everything. I'm like, oh, my
really?
God, I'm, like, screaming, like, jumping up, holding my goddaughter's hand, like, you know, because it was, like, I was getting excited. I was getting, like, really into it. And then I look around, like, nobody else is hollering. Everybody else
see,
in the movie is quiet for me.
That's not the first time.
I was like, why is nobody else getting, like, really excited over this? I mean, like, you know, right in the midst of the action, I'm like, oh my God. You know, and, like, everybody else is dead quiet. I was like, this cannot be happening right now. I cannot be the only one that's this excited about this movie. Like, should everybody scream? Nobody's going to die. Like, what? So, yeah, I'm going to try to keep it calm. Even Trent looked at me and was like, Mom. Do that again, Mom. Don't do that. I'm like, are you serious right now? My 9-year-old is telling me to feel like that's my goal.
I was saying that's the country in you, but I'm kidding. No, actually, you probably went to a boring movie theater because if you went to, like, somewhere in the city, I'm sure you would have met a couple of people who were doing the same thing.
I know, it was ridiculous. Even on scary movies, like I'd be the only one like really hollering, like they don't think it's scary. They don't think it's scary. Why am I the only one like jumping out my seat, like need to turn my head, jumping in the lap of the next person, like for real?
I know. No, you're crazy.
These people are like seriously. Whatever.
It's good to be part of the movie.
Well, I think so. But we do the artist spotlight. We haven't done it. We didn't do an artist spotlight last week, but I want to go ahead and do one now because I think this girl is pretty amazing. Her name is Kayla. And her song is I'm Gone. So we're going to play the artist spotlight for a second.
All right.
Kayla from Connecticut, I'm Gone. Indy spotlight. Indy. We'll be right back.
I'm going to just tell you right now, baby, I am gone. I am gone, gone, gone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Late Night Girls. We've been just tuning in. We've only just begun. We just played Kayla, I'm Gone, for the Indie Artist Spotlight. Kayla is from Connecticut. We've got a lot of great artists here, actually. So, yeah, look her up. Kayla, I'm Gone on iTunes. The girl is the bomb live as well. So if you're looking for a great performer for your event, I'm just going to plug her right now. I'm telling you, She's the bomb live. And I'm not getting paid to do this. So it's for real. She's really good.
That's special because most people, you know, they use like auto tunes and all these things, and live they sound like crap. So when you have like an original artist, that sounds
better.
Great. Yeah, wow. And that song was awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I don't know, a lot of you or a couple of you may listen and knew last year that we had the Bad Girls Conference, which is Blessed and Delivered, inspirational conference. The second annual Bad Girls Conference is coming up in a couple months. Save the date. It's Saturday, August 29th. I'll be posting that on Eventbrite and Facebook really, really soon. So you're going to make sure that you get your early bird tickets like ASAP, especially the early bird VIP, because you want to get your Bad Girl T-shirt. That's right. And you want to get that VIP seating. And as always, I love free food. Jen loves free food. We love free food.
We all
so
do.
Food
always.
Is included. A good lunch is included with this. So you can't beat it. And for the ticket prices, just watch out. It's going to be all worth it.
Definitely. We talked about food last time. Food is good.
We did.
Matter of fact, I just got done working out right before the show. And we were talking about food afterwards. So somehow this always comes up. I really want to make these homemade mashed potatoes because I haven't done this in a while. You put in the milk, butter, sour cream, and bacon bits and whip it up real good. Oh, my God.
That sounds so good.
I am waiting to make those after my vacation sometime. For real. Yes.
I was just having this conversation, actually. Like, we all cook. Those of us who do cook, like we cook for our boyfriend, our ex-boyfriend. But when they become our ex-boyfriend, well, before they become our ex-boyfriend, I stop showing the person I'm with what I'm making, how I make it, because I caught my ex-boyfriend, actually my daughter's dad, in the supermarket, and we would just met up for something, and I'm like, I'm looking in his car, I'm like, those are all those things like this. I'm like,
you
got
to learn from you.
My food.
He's probably cooking it for that other woman now. He's showing her, I can cook.
No, he don't know how to cook. He's probably telling. I'm pretty sure he was like, look, this is how you do it, like this and like that. Make sure you make it like that every day. And I was just like, yes, these people,
wow.
I'm telling you. So now I'm like, whoever I'm with, if they ask me, like actually the other day, they were asking me, what did you put in that spinach? It was so good. I'm like, I ain't telling you. Don't ask me again.
I'm not sharing my secret. But after we've departed, no, I don't think so.
Right. So you
I
go
found
ahead
it so interesting.
Some girl.
So we've got a friend. Me and you both have a mutual friend on Facebook. I'm going to shout him out, Darius Morrell. He's always posting these posts about, you know, how women should cook for their man and everything. But he also says that, you know, a man should be able to also cook for his woman when needed as well. But he was like, you know, women, fix your man's plate and everything if you're at someone else's house or at an event. So I was having lunch with one of my coworkers today, which is funny. And we were just talking. We were eating whatever. She had like a, you know, a large plate. She's like, I'm going to eat as much as I can now because later on I'm not going to cook. She's like, because I try not to eat, like, really when I get home. She's like, I do one meal a day, and then I can just snack on, like, little things, maybe some nuts or something, crackers. Later, and I was like,
That's not good.
So, I was like, do you cook for your husband or your daughter? She's like, my daughter gets, you know, eats at her grandma's, like, by the time I pick her up from work or whatever. Then she said, my husband, he's a grown man. He can fend for himself. She was like, I cook one big meal on Sunday. She said, I cook one big meal on Sunday. And that lasts for about 3 days for leftovers. And then Thursday and Friday, he's on his own. He can go out to eat or whatever, and we always go out to eat on Saturday. So I thought that was very interesting. And, girl, if you're listening right now, look, I love you. I just got to talk about you right now on the show. It's still cool. I just thought it was interesting because everybody has their different, you know, views on this. So, you know, I was kind of like, I mean, I've always felt like, you know, the woman cooks for her husband, especially, like, if he's working. But she also said, you know, she made a point about
her being a working woman too. So she's like, I get home after 5 and, you know, as well. So she's like, I also like coming home to cook every day, which is fine. You don't have to cook every day. But I also still believe that whenever you do get home, I believe in making a meal for my man, whether he be my husband, boyfriend, whoever. Like, I just always believe that. Like, I just don't see, like, how women could go without cooking, barely. She said she cooks one meal on Sunday, and that's just leftovers for 3 days. I was just like,
oh, I can't.
She said that's why she married him, because he was able to accept that. So I was like, oh, there's definitely somebody for everybody. And,
yeah.
You know, that can take that. But I don't know them. I haven't ran across not one man yet that would be okay with me not cooking at all or barely cooking. Like, I just don't even know
it. I don't know. I'm just, like, so used to, like, I feel like that's something you have to do. So I didn't know about not doing it. I cook every day. And maybe I won't cook on a Friday and it'll be, like, date night and we'll go out or something. But I cook every single day. There's barely any leftovers because, you know, I'm on a budget, so I make sure I make enough for the day. And if there's leftovers, it'll be lunch or something. But it's, like, it just feels so weird coming in. And I think I had this conversation with you before. Like, I come in the house from work, and, yeah, I had a long day at work and whatever, but I don't sit down for another 2, maybe 3 hours. I'm up, I'm
know,
cooking,
right?
I'm cleaning, I'm doing the homework, I'm doing all these things. When I finally sit down, it's like, damn, I've been up like 2 hours. You know, I haven't sat down. I just took off my coat and just like was on it, you know? And like I'm doing
a
this every day.
Job
but,
never done.
Yeah, that's
what happens. I'm like, oh my gosh, where did the time go? And then like finally it's like you're able to relax and breathe for yourself. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Now I can get online and do something. Now I can read that book. Now I can take a shower finally.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, me. I'm going to cook. Matter of fact, it was so crazy because I cooked today, and I don't even have Trent with me, but I was like, you know what, I'm still not going to go out to eat. Like, I'll just make something really good, and I actually made something where I could carry it over for lunch to work tomorrow if I wanted to, and or either tomorrow's dinner, so I don't have to think about it. But my trainer was here, and I actually offered him a plate, and he's really nice. Like, we've known each other for a couple of years now. And so, you know, he's single. He's always talking about, like, his food. I think sometimes he actually hints that, like, he wants a meal. Because, like, you know, my sister's always like, you never put seasoning in your food or nothing, this and that. He's like, my stuff is always nasty and bland. I don't know how to cook nothing. I have no seasoning in my refrigerator. So I made chicken, yellow rice, and broccoli. And I was like, you know what? You can take a plate. I'll make you a plate. You can take a plate. That fool tasted that chicken and was like, oh, my God. Like, it was like in heaven.
Oh, wow. Nice. I'm waiting for you to say if it was good or bad. I'm like, what's he saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was like, this is what I need a woman to cook for me like this every day. Calm down.
Get your love for free. No.
Oh my God. Hey. Unless he wants
like,
to
I'll
do a trade off. Right. Unless
yeah,
he wants to do a trade off, you know, instead of paying him, I will cook for him. So,
that's really even.
Like,
I would take that.
I made some spaghetti today. You want some spaghetti? It's garlic bread to go with that. You want some of that too?
Make it work.
You know, he was like, that's
what
all.
I tell you. I actually
said that that's all a man wants. It's like a good meal, this and that. And I'm like, you know, I think the majority of the men, you know, would love to have their woman cook for them. I just feel like they would.
I think so, yeah.
Definitely.
I get nervous. Like, that was almost time. But I get nervous the first time I cook for a guy, you know, because I feel like my food is good. And the only reason I say that, first of all, I like my food. But, like, everyone I cook for likes it. But I still get subconscious, you know, like when I cook for someone the first time, I'm like, I don't know if they'll like it. Because I get so used to cooking for the man that I'm with that I make it perfectly how he likes it. But everybody's not going to like it like that, you know.
That's
so
true.
I'd be like, oh,
that's
I wonder
true.
If it's going to be
but
good.
If you're in general a good cooker, you know, then more than likely he's going to like it. If there might be something like, oh, you know, like a tweak in the seasoning or something. Oh, that was a little bit too much. Or, oh, I really like this way. But other than that,
if you can cook, you can cook. And Trent tears my food up. Even Cynthia, she tried my chicken today, too, and said it was great. She was like, that was the best chicken she ever tasted. I was like, man, ain't nobody ever said
that.
Oh,
nice.
So,
that sounds like some good chicken.
All I did was put that wishbone Italian seasoning on it. The Italian
don't
dressing
your secrets, girl.
Oh, well, I'm saying that's really good to cook with. Matter of fact, I think I got that from my mom. Matter of fact, I know I did because that was, like, the first thing ingredient. I learned to put in food with wishbone Italian seasoning because my mom always did that. Well, it is seasoning, salad dressing, whatever. But yeah, that's like the main ingredient for that chicken. It's really, really good chicken, especially if you want to bake it or let it simmer. It's really, really good. I should have mentioned that on Tasty Tuesday last week.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah.
I just want to let everybody know that we've got some really great shows. On Girly Girl Radio right here on Block Talk. So we've got a new one that's going to be coming up soon. I won't give it away just yet, but hopefully by next month we'll have a really, really great show that'll be starting with us. But right now we've got The Juice with Juicy Renee every Friday.
That's right.
I'm telling you. She talks about like some of everything. She's really real, raw. She's got, you know, great music playing. She talks about reality TV shows and, like, what's the latest and greatest. Like, so if you missed it, she's got the reality rewind. And that's kind of how I catch up because I don't have cable anymore. I just don't need it. So, yeah. And then she's really, really cool. Juicy Renee. The show is Juicy. How about that? It's called The Juice. Her name's Juicy Renee. The girl is juicy.
It's very entertaining. It definitely is. You want a good laugh. You want to. You know, she's very entertaining, so definitely check her out.
Absolutely. And we can't wait to share with you what else we've got coming up. And
I'm excited about that new
one. Going on? I know, right? Is there anything else that's going on? We've only got a couple minutes left on the show, so I want to make sure that we're not forgetting anything before we close out. Cause
I don't know. Was it Easter? Oh, no, Easter was last.
No,
that's
right. Yeah, we've got some great people too that we'll be interviewing coming up as well. Can't wait to share that with you. We'll be posting that on our page. So make sure you like us on Facebook, The Late Night Girls. And yeah, stay tuned. But listen, if nobody told you that they loved you this week, let me tell you, we love you. Absolutely. We love you right here on Slate Night Girls. You can count on us. Like, we got so much love. We got so much love for our listeners and our followers.
We definitely do.
We really, really do appreciate it. But more importantly, God loves you as well. So keep that in mind. Stay motivated. Stay happy. I know it's not always easy when you got bills to pay and you got things going on in life. But listen, that's life. Things happen. Like, there's certain things that you just can't change right away, so there's no use in complaining about it. You know, you've got to take life for what it is right now. Live in the moment. I also want to say, stop posting selfies every 5 minutes. Stop posting pictures of the moment. How about live in that moment? You can take pictures of it, but then wait later to actually post it on Facebook. Live in the moment right now. Don't stress because you've only got one life to live right here on Earth anyway. Who knows where you're going after. But, yeah, have a great week, everybody. And, yeah, we love you. Love you, baby. Love you very much. And we'll see you soon. Well, we'll talk to you soon. All right? Have a great, wonderful, wonderful night. And I thought I was going to give you a kissy, but, okay, I don't see that one. But, yeah.
Well, I got a kiss.
Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.